Good morning. You are listening to EAA Radio Push to Talk with Magneto Mel, and I am sitting here with Charlie Becker, also EAA event staff. We just had Mark Force in here, so it's a staff morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How is your air venture going so far in the wee hours of the onset here?
Well, it's starting off slightly hectic, but that's pretty much the norm for every Monday of air venture.
Right. Did you sleep last night?
That's the question. Absolutely.
Oh, you slept. Okay, so you're one up on the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't broadcast. I don't do my job 24 hours a day. Just seems that way.
Just this week, maybe. Yeah. So you are working with the home builders.
Yes.
And you got a DVD?
Yes.
That you wanted to talk about?
Yes. We have a couple of things.
A little bit about that.
One of my responsibility, I'm director of member programs. And so we've been going back and kind of looking at our core materials that we offer for the home builder. And about a year, probably about March of 08, we came up with the idea of doing these short video segments on how to build some part or piece or how to use a certain tool or just something that we could fit into about a 3 to maybe 8 minute segment on, to help, provide some hint or tip or how to on how to pull something off on a home building project.
And do you get a lot of frequently asked questions that just recur on just about every project, or is it a pretty broad spectrum depending on the
We have a wealth of material out there, obviously in written form, but this is really our first foray into using video to communicate how-to information. And like I said, we started in March of 08. We've put out, I just ran the report a couple of days ago. I found a few minutes to run the report on how many plays we have, et cetera. And we have released 98 videos now in the, since March of 08. So each week we release one as part of e-hotline. So that's a great way to get them. And then also through the Experimenter e-newsletter, we have one featured video as well. So they are consistently one of the top rated things that are put out through e-hotline. We look at the click-through rates and things like that to determine what's going over and what's not. And the videos are usually 3 or 4, week in and week out, 52 weeks out of the year. So it's been very, very well received from the members.
And how are they released? I mean, I know you just said e-hotline, but how many are there? How many different topics do they cover? Do they come out in a regular series?
We come basically once a week is how we roll them out, and it's always through e-hotline. Since we've created the Experimenter newsletter, which is 12 times a year targeted specifically at the home builder, we also have a video there. Okay. We also, since not everybody has internet access, we quickly realized...
Hard to believe in this day and age.
Hard to believe, but a lot of people, don't have internet access or... quite frankly, they're like me and would rather watch it on a bigger screen than I have a relatively small monitor. So we ended up coming out with a DVD focused just on sheet metal tips. And that's a relatively new thing. It's been out since Sun and Fun Time. Right now it's on a member. It's normally $14.95, but there's a member special for $9.95. And it has approximately 19 tips. And so if you don't have internet connectivity, and you can't watch them online, or you just frankly would prefer to watch them on the big screen, you can pick one of those up.
Now, Mark was in here, like I said, before you, and we were talking about how what kind of information people are looking for in the forums has evolved, and he mentioned composites were the big thing for a long time.
Sure.
As people were getting into that, and now it's environmentally friendly and biofuels and that sort of thing. Has that affected... from your perspective, the way people are home building, the way they're approaching, I have not yet built my own kid craft, but I imagine there's a certain amount of disposables and that kind of thing that's involved. So how is that?
Well, what changing? We did clearly right now, if you're going to build an amateur built aircraft, by far and away the most popular thing is sheet metal. And then within the sheet metal realm, the most popular within sheet metal is the RV series of aircraft, without a doubt. I mean, it's, the 800-pound gorilla, as they say, of home building right now.
People like speed.
Yep. Well, it's a great product, and, you can't say enough good things about it. So sheet metal clearly is the hot thing, I shouldn't say hot, because hot makes it sound like it comes and goes. But for the last 10 to, 15 years, sheet metal has been... the preferred way to build. So clearly when we go to do our Hints for Home Builders videos, we have a bit of a We have a bit more coverage of that than other methods. And part of that's too is that there's quite a few sheet metal techniques that are not something you would have come across
elusive
as,
or
well, you know, they're not things you would have done in your, you know, in any other facet of your life. Mm. You know, you wouldn't have bucked any rivets as part of keeping your house up.
Probably,
I mean,
not.
You know, whereas wood is much, you know, if you're building a wood aircraft, it's a little more accessible because, you know, everybody's used a saw and they, you know, they might have a bandsaw that they've already used or routers and things like that. But, you know, a lot of the skills in sheet metal are specific to the art of building an aircraft.
Thus the amateur status of, yeah, of the builders.
Yeah. But, you know, the videos themselves have been incredibly popular. The most played video that we have has already been played 22,000 times.
Wow.
And I just ran this report, and as I mentioned, you know, we have 98 videos already out there. We just cracked the 900,000 mark. We've had a 901, 252 in plays for the videos. So you can see that really wide support. When your highest rated video is 22,000, you know, that tells you.
And you said that's the sheet metal?
That one happens to be, ironically, it's not on anything sheet metal. It's specifically to, it's called a tie wrap standoff. How to make a standoff using tie wraps when you're in your engine compartment. And that's been the most popular, followed quickly by drilling piano hinges, which is more of a sheet metal technique.
Okay.
But it tells you that we have a broad base of viewership in all of the videos.
And how does it, we've got all kinds of workshops going on here at AirVenture, so surely you've got DVDs available at the workshops that they.
Oh, how somebody could get a DVD?
How they can get it and how it all works together with what's going on live here this week, and then can take that and keep working on it.
Sure. Well, clearly, you know, the videos are just a way, you know, with the internet, you have the ability to easily distribute this information in a format that we never had before. You know, before we had to produce like a feature length video, and then we would have to put it onto a VHS tape and sell it. You know, now the whole delivery mechanism has been changed, and we can actually provide these as a member service direct to our members.
Streaming.
Yeah, it's great. You know, but there's still the people that want to purchase them. And as you said, we have our hands-on workshops that will teach you 2 days of how to do sheet metal construction or how to do composite construction. And those are great. And there is absolutely no substitute for hands-on instruction. You know, but these videos are as close as you can really get. You know, I've had people tell me, oh, you know, I've read about this idea, but I, you know, it just until you see it on a screen or watch somebody do it, it just never sinks in.
You know, it makes me wonder if I were coming to AirVenture, which I, of course I'm here, but if I were coming to AirVenture and intending to hit these workshops with the home builder, it might be good to get the DVDs before you go to the workshop, and then you can step in there and know a lot more about it, and you've seen it, and now let me apply what I've learned.
Absolutely.
So do you have people that are kind of steering toward that, or did you see an influx of distribution just before the event? Or
I haven't. I didn't actually look at the report, you know, the number of plays that way by segment, but it is a great idea to watch some of the videos and you know, get an appreciation of, you know, the techniques before you actually come and try to do them. Because you never know what the best, you know, each person's learning method is a little bit different, you know, a little bit different. I mean, some people can watch a video and, hey, that's great. That's all I need. I tend to be a hands-on person until I've done it myself. I tend to struggle a little bit. And, you know, reading a book is useful, but I find that is, for me personally, like the third way I'd prefer to learn it. So, but yeah, if they're coming out to AirVenture, we have lots of workshops going on. We have every day, at least twice a day, a composite workshop, gas welding, TIG welding. So a lot of woodworking, a lot of good stuff that you can, you know, you can try out as just part of your admission to AirVenture.
Fantastic. And so on the field, where can people find the home builders workshops, and off the field and once AirVenture's over, if they don't get e-hotline, how do they get a hold of some of this stuff?
Well, first, as far as if you're coming to AirVenture, clearly the workshop area, Workshop Plaza, is where you find everything. Closely followed by the forums area, because many of our forums, although they're not hands-on, are conducted by some of the, you know, really the most brilliant people around on different topics.
And so they're interactive.
Yeah, and, you know, you can ask questions and all that. And some are geared to, you know, the start, you know, I'm going to do one, I know it's I'm going to do one on Saturday or Sunday on how to get started in a home building. So, I mean, that's one there. After convention, probably the best way is to take a support air workshop. You know, if we're anywhere in your area, DVD is available by just calling the 800 line at EAA or getting on our website and going to the online store. So those are probably two real good ways to get started.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully some people will now be able to check that out that didn't know about it before.
Excellent. So, thanks, Mel.
Thank you. You've been listening to Charlie Becker with the Home Builders here at EAA's on-ground staff. This is Magneto Mel, Push to Talk on EAA Radio, 1210 AM, 93.1 FM, and around the world at www.airventure.org/radio.